Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 17, letter number 6477. Baruch Hashem, the 17th of El Tavshin Yudches, Brooklyn. Harav HaChosid with the titles Marein Rachmil Sheyichya and his wife together, Moras Dvoira Tichya Blumenfeld in Rio de Janeiro. He was the rabbi there. We had several letters of the Rebbe to him before. A son of his actually learned with me together in yeshiva while we were in grade school in Holy Torah. Shalom Uvracha. And the Rebbe says, I'm confirming hereby receiving your letters dated the 24th of Menachem Av and also the first day of Elul. And the Rebbe says, it's pleasant to me to read in your letter about the establishment and the development of the matters of Tzira Agudas Chabad, the young Chabad organization, Unishei Chabad, and the women's Chabad organization. And on top of all that, mainly about the establishment of the institution Ahole Yosef Yitzchok. Those are the educational arm which in Israel, Australia, all over the world, in Morocco. And now this is in Rio de Janeiro, in Brazil. So the Rebbe says, notwithstanding your success and your great developments, don't, for sure you won't be satisfied in the above, but you are going to add in this. And we have been commanded, Ma'ilin Bakoidesh, you always do more in holiness. And the Rebbe says, when the Torah instructs, which is a Torah of life, it means it doesn't just tell you what to do. It also gives you the strength to do what you were told. So when Hashem says add, Hashem gives you the koach to add. And the Rebbe says, v'hiratzin, he prays for them that in your entire community you should influence by speaking to the people, but even more so by being a living example of this matter, what it is, Yiddishkeit, and the way you live your life. And for the new year, the Rebbe says, that is coming upon us, and for all Yidden, for the good and blessing, I want to express hereby my blessing to you and to all of yours. A blessing of Chsivach Sima Toivo, Shona Toivo Mesuka, physically and spiritually. And the Rebbe ends with a bracha. So the Rebbe is happy about what's going, but as usual, the Rebbe says, don't rest on your laurels. Don't be happy. You have to do more. And if Hashem wants us to do more, because Ma'alim Bakodesh, that means He gives you the strength to do more. Then he asked the Rebbe about placing a mezuzah outside of Israel. In Israel, as soon as you move into your house, that's considered permanent, and you make the bracha. But what do you do with a mezuzah outside of Israel if you are renting a space? So over there, it's not considered really your home. At least you're there for 30 days in general, because that's when the obligation. So technically, halachically speaking, in Shulchan Aruch, it says that up to 30 days, you don't have to put up a mezuzah because you're not really knowing if you're living there. Outside of Israel, no home is permanent. 30 days, you got no choice. If you're there 30 days, it becomes permanent. So you don't have to put up a mezuzah for 30 days. But that's not the tradition. The Rebbe says, I did not hear a very clear directive. Rebbe basically means from his father-in-law. But the Rebbe says, this is an interesting observation, my own custom, and that's also my answering to those who ask me about it, is to put up the mezuzahs as soon as you enter. But there's a problem, since you're not obligated in the mezuzah, how do you make a bracha? You can't make a bracha, because you're not doing a mitzvah, because the mitzvah is only after 30 days. So this is what I do, the Rebbe says. So I put in all the mezuzahs as soon as I go in. The Rebbe doesn't say, but it's understood, without a bracha. And on the 30th day, you take one mezuzah to check it or to exchange it for a better mezuzah. So you have to take it off. But the point here is you want to make it, you want to put up a new mezuzah so you can make a bracha. So in either event, you set up that mezuzah on the 30th day, b'yom alamed, and you make a bracha, and you have in mind all the rest of the mezuzahs that are already in the house, that bracha should apply to them. So this is the way out, to put up one new mezuzah. Don't even stay one day without a mezuzah. Every single door has mezuzahs. No bracha. What do we do with the bracha? On the 30th day, put up a new mezuzah, either by checking and either to check it or to exchange it for someone better. And then when you put it up and you never made a bracha yet, you're going to make the bracha on it. So even though that normally when you take up a mezuzah to check and you put it back on, you don't make a bracha if you're putting back the same mezuzah. But it's here that you did not make the bracha yet, that's what seems here. So therefore, by putting it back, you are going to make the bracha on the 30th day, and you have in mind all the other mezuzahs. Then he asked the Rebbe about, now I noticed that there is no base. This is actually number two, base. Number two, the order of a birthday. The Rebbe says, what do you do on your birthday? So the Rebbe says, lately this has become the tradition. I guess the Rebbe has instituted most of this. To give tzedakah before davening in the morning and by mincha. To learn a very special class on the day, both in Nigla and Chassidus. And the chitas, the Chumash Tilum Tanya, of that day, to do it davke in the day. Sometimes people leave it for the night, for the next day. The Rebbe says, no, make sure it's on the day of your birthday, the Chumash Tilum and the Tanya. And the Rebbe also talks about his boydedus. Says a person should spend time in solitary reflection, known as his boydedus, as explained in Ayom Yom. Over there it talks about to reflect on things of your life from the early days through now, and to, I guess, go ahead and try to improve, as the Rebbe writes in the Neset. If you need to improve them, those things that need improvement, a tshuva, you should do that. It's actually very interesting. It's very similar to the month of Elul. This is on a birthday, but the month of Elul, we're also taking a reckoning of the past year. And that was the Rebbe's... Yeah. In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Value 17, letter number 6478, Baruch Hashem, the 17th of El, Tavshin Ches, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm surprised that you're trying to interpret my letter that these matters that you're writing about are not, God forbid, not important. But that's not true, the Rebbe says, because the truth is that it's self-understood that all of the 613 mitzvahs and the rabbinic mitzvahs and the particulars of the scribes, they are important. They are important for all Jews. And they were given to each one.